Hey CDA Miami, welcome to our 21 days of prayer and fasting. Our goal for 2020 is to become extraordinary, and the way we'll get there is through humility, which for us is living for something greater than ourselves. My name is Mauricio, and I'll be narrating today's post written by our pastor, Bobby Cruz Jr. Day 11. Everyone serves. The only question is who or what is it they serve? Some people serve money. They live, breathe, and think about it every day. Others, because of money, serve their financial institution, their banks, credit cards, or credit unions. King Solomon said that the borrower is a slave to the lender. Some are slaves to sports, while others are slaves to different vices. The truth is that we all serve someone or something. We're either self-serving or we're others-serving. The people who accomplish and live extraordinary lives understand that serving others and not self is the path to living an extraordinary life. Let's read Mark chapter 10, verses 43 through 45. If one of you wants to be great, you must be the servant of the rest. And if one of you wants to be first, you must be the slave of all. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served. He came to serve and to give his life to redeem many people. In my estimation, Jesus is the greatest and most extraordinary man of all times. He built his brand in only 3 years, and more than 2,000 years later, his brand has millions of franchises worldwide. And in its thousands of years of existence, no one has been able to stop it, not threats, persecution, or even death. Entire governments, nations, and civilizations have come and gone, but the Jesus brand is as strong as ever. Jesus' method is so simple that anyone can learn it. It's so simple that the least among us can apply it and accomplish great things. You don't need a degree or any formal education. All you need is to be ambitious and humble. Ambitious meaning to have a burning desire to do great things, and humble insofar as doing these great things for the purpose of serving and benefiting others. In studying the most successful entities of our generation, author Jim Collins discovered that there was a common denominator among all extraordinary entities. What he discovered is that they all exhibited what he calls level 5 leadership. This is what Jim Collins says in his best-selling book, Good to Great. Level 5 leaders embody a paradoxical mix of personal humility and professional will. They are ambitious, to be sure, but ambitious first and foremost for the company, not themselves. Think about it. In any area of your life that you'd like to accomplish something extraordinary, be it financial, physical, relational, or spiritual, it's going to require more than a desire to do so. An extraordinary life is not only the result of ambition, it also requires humility. It requires you ask the question, how can I do something to benefit others? It will require you to ask, how can I serve? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, it is an honor and a privilege to work on behalf of your kingdom. I want to live an extraordinary life the same way Jesus did. Help me to serve others with humility. Help me to lead others with humility. Teach me to be a servant like Jesus was. I have ambitions, desires. You know my heart better than I. Help me to desire what you desire, to care about the things that you care about. Help me to align my goals and ambitions with yours. I want to live an extraordinary life. I want to leave a legacy of greatness behind, and I pray that humility would be the foundation of all that I do so that others would see Jesus in me. Amen.